As we gather in your presence, Lord, we quiet every voice but yours. Let your word fall like gentle rain. Wash our hearts, remove our chains. Open our eyes to see your truth. Renew our strength, restore our youth. Holy Spirit, come and dwell. Lead us deeper, lead us well. Through it and every day, your word goes forth by Isaac Mellon Ministries.
Good morning, beloved. Welcome to Winning Every Day. I'm so glad you're joining me today. Wherever you are listening from, I want you to know that this is another opportunity to begin your day with God, with faith, and with the right perspective. Today, we're talking about the power of words. Our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, which says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Let's begin today's message with a remarkable moment in the life of Jonathan. The Israelites were facing the Philistines, and the situation looked intimidating. Jonathan and his armor-bearer were standing before an enemy outpost. There was no great army surrounding them, no obvious advantage, and no guarantee of what would happen next. But listen to what Jonathan said. "It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." 1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 6. Those words changed the atmosphere. Jonathan wasn't denying the reality of the situation. He was choosing not to let the situation dictate his expectation of God. His words revealed his faith before the victory became visible. And that's the power of words. Words are more than sounds coming out of your mouth. They reveal what is happening in your heart, and they can influence the direction of your life. Jesus said in Matthew 12 verse 34, "For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh." Think about that. When you repeatedly say, "Nothing will ever work for me," you are reinforcing hopelessness. When you say, "I can't do this," you are giving your fear a louder voice. But when you begin to say, "God is with me, I have wisdom for this, I will not give up, the Lord will make a way," you are deliberately aligning your words with faith. This doesn't mean we pretend problems don't exist. Faith doesn't require you to deny reality. It teaches you to speak God's truth in the middle of reality. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13, "We having the same spirit of faith, we believe and therefore speak." Your words should not simply describe your circumstances. They should express your confidence in God. I don't know what you are passing through today. Perhaps you're facing a difficult decision. Maybe you're worried about your finances, your family, your career, your health, or something you've been praying about for a long time. Be careful what you say about it. Don't let a temporary situation become a permanent confession. Instead of saying, "I'm finished," say, "God is still working in my life." Instead of saying, "There is no way forward," say, "God will give me wisdom and show me the way." Instead of saying, "I will never rise above this," say, "By God's grace, I am moving forward." Your words may not change everything instantly, but they can change your posture, strengthen your faith, redirect your thinking, and position you to respond differently to what you're facing. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 18 says, "The tongue of the wise is health." So today, choose words that give life. Speak faith over your future. Speak peace over your mind. Speak wisdom over your decisions. Speak grace over your family. Speak hope over your circumstances. And most importantly, speak the word of God. I declare over you today, you will not be defeated by the voice of fear in Jesus' name. Your mouth will speak faith, wisdom, peace, and hope. Where you have seen confusion, may God give you clarity. Where you have experienced delay, may God bring divine progress. Where you have felt discouraged, may fresh strength rise within you. You will not use your words to destroy what God is building in your life. Your words will agree with God's promises, and your life will increasingly reflect the truth of His word. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment today and ask yourself, what have I been saying about my life, my future, and my circumstances? Are my words feeding my faith or feeding my fear? Actions 4 for the day. For the rest of today, deliberately remove negative, hopeless declarations from your speech. Whenever you catch yourself saying something discouraging, pause and replace it with a faith-filled statement grounded in God's word. And before the day ends, speak at least 3 positive, scripture-based declarations over your life. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Wherever you are, say this with me with confidence. I am blessed, strengthened, and guided by God. I will speak words of faith, wisdom, and hope. I refuse to give fear the final word. God is working in my life, and my future is secure in Him. I will win today because God is with me. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we appreciate you for your word. Thank you for everyone listening today. Help us to guard our hearts and our words. Give us wisdom to know what to say and when to say it. Let our words bring encouragement, healing, hope, and faith. We commit this day into your hands. Guide our decisions, order our steps, and let your goodness be evident in our lives. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending these moments with us on Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs encouragement today. Until next time, remember, you can win every day when you walk with God, believe His word, and live by faith. Have a blessed and victorious day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.